The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Fan's merch shop is open for your holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com for our selection of men's and women's shirts, hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. You can order right now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com.
You know, just when you think you've had enough of the Kelseys, the wife of Jason Kelsey's put out a podcast, and I think it like did killer numbers in like its first week. Who cares about Jason Kelsey's wife?
Hey, maybe I should just change my name to Cakes Kelsey, and maybe I'll get a $40 million podcast.
I think
deal.
It's called Not Gonna Lie with Kylie Kelsey.
Kylie Kelsey. That's a hard name to say.
I don't know. I know. I only know her from maybe like scolding him for being like too hammered at games, like that kind of thing.
Okay,
like
right.
I don't know why she's. Why does anybody care what she has to say?
No idea.
I think she had a boatload of downloads.
Because they assume she'll talk about the Travis Tay-Tay relationship.
Is that what it is? So it's all of the Swifties.
It's got to be.
That can't have any staying power. And by
well,
the way,
unless she's talking about
what is Johnny Manziel doing in a tub with his girlfriend?
I mean, I can tell you what it looked like he was doing with his girlfriend or his soulmate. I mean, that was a weird Instagram or whatever it was that he put out.
Right.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know. I just saw the still.
But
I didn't actually see the
video.
I just saw a still.
I didn't know there were moving pictures. I just saw the photo. And it's a pretty graphic photo. you can pretty much figure out what's doing there.
Right. And you see who the girlfriend is, Josie Canseco.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was Jose's daughter. Oh, he was.
Is it Jose's or Ozzy's?
Oh, I don't know. I wouldn't have any idea.
I think it's Jose's.
I think it's Jose's. Josie. Man, what a freaking great athlete that he just threw it away.
He had drug and alcohol issues that just completely derailed him.
Well, that's what throwing it away is.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. And speaking of throwing away, we talked about it earlier, obviously, the Mangione kid or whatever. Who, I guess, in the Baltimore area, very well known, prominent family, as Jason said, he owned Turf Valley. What's the other golf course he owned?
It's called Hayfield.
I've never heard of that one.
It's up there, I don't know, north of Baltimore, maybe.
You know, one of the relatives is like a state delegate. He went to Gilman School.
People who are from that area, they know that family.
They know the Mangione.
It's a big spread out family that are in a lot of different industries, but it's a popular name.
And just the idea that a kid went to Penn, you know, the 2 degrees in computer science. I guess he worked out in Stanford. Like, obviously, he was the valedictorian of his high school. Really, really bright guy who just kind of went off the deep end, I guess.
Yep. That's what it sounds like.
It just sounds so bizarre, but I guess it happens.
Had some sort of psychotic break with reality and decided to murder somebody in cold blood.
Drabby, what was the story that someone called in about his grandmother's death benefits weren't paid by the United Healthcare or the funeral benefits?
He just said that this guy believes that had something to do with funeral benefits not being paid for.
Mm-hmm. It could have. Put it this
Maybe
way.
It was.
It's not an easy answer. If it's true what's being reported, and I assume it is at this point, he had a 262-page manifesto. Mm. That's something that's beyond like... That's
wonder
not
how
like
much of the that he actually wrote.
Think about 260...
Or if he...
Just stole it from somewhere?
I mean, I wonder if some of it's Ted Kaczynski's.
Might have just lifted some of it.
Maybe just lifted some of it.
Maybe he's obviously a bright kid.
Maybe chat GPT.
I'm not saying
manifesto.
He did.
Yeah, maybe he chat GPT'd it. That's actually also very possible.
Yeah. If I had to write a 250-page manifesto, I'm definitely
because he references Kaczynski's manifesto.
But doesn't that defeat the purpose of a manifesto if you have a fake manifesto?
Right, like it's supposed to be your own.
Yeah, it should be your own
shtick. Weird takes.
But 262 pages. Listen, I did a lot of big papers in college and my master's program. I think, but the largest I ever did was a 60-page paper. 262 pages.
I mean, it's basically a book.
That would take you a full semester. It would take you
months.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
One, he may have lifted some of it. Two, if he went off the grid and wasn't like...
All he's doing is writing.
He could just be just writing his psychotic thoughts in his manifesto.
Right.
It's all he's doing.
Right.
So he jumped on a bus. This is what the New York City Police Department reported. He jumped on a bus minutes or maybe an hour after the murder. And I thought they said he went south back to Atlanta, but I guess he didn't. He went
west
into Pennsylvania.
He went into your home state,
yeah,
where you were born.
And where was he staying? Was he staying at hostels Pennsylvania?
Couldn't tell you.
Was he just on the streets? I mean, what was he doing? Because then he's sitting in a McDonald's, and a customer recognized his eyebrows, I guess, told an employee at McDonald's. Employee said, yeah, looks like him. Called the cops. Cops came and said, and went up to him and said,
I think he's, yeah.
They questioned him. He was on his computer.
Gave him a fake ID.
And apparently the cops said that he started shaking once they started asking him, were you in New York? Yeah.
Right.
Gave him the same ID that he had and they checked in with the hostel. I think his name was Mark Rosario on the fake ID.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, just incredible story.
It's just wild.
And thank God they got him now.
Yeah. But there goes
this didn't last for weeks, if not months.
The idea that, I mean, if he's in fact the guy, it sure seems like he is.
I mean, he might have killed other people.
He could have been like a Unabomber thing where he did it over 20 years.
Yeah. Kaczynski did it for 17 years, I think, or something like that.
But remember how people were saying, oh, they thought for sure it was the wife. The wife's, you know,
all kinds of theories were thrown out there.
And then the most bizarre one I saw was that
you were saying that.
Well, I said that's what people say. I have no idea.
There were all kinds of theories thrown out there.
I never said it was the wife. I was throwing out the ideas. The most bizarre one I saw was yesterday. They said that a Daily Mail put out there that it could have been him, the United Healthcare guy, hiring someone to kill himself so that his family could get the insurance.
I mean,
that was the most bizarre.
That seems
one.
That is bizarre.
That I saw.
Really a wacky idea.
No, I had a lot of people tweeting me. I guarantee you, it's the estranged wife.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah. They're obviously just throwing stuff out there.
Right.
What's crazy about this? They have the weapon. They think they have the weapon that was used, but it's a ghost gun, and you know someone who's in the. The federal authorities or a cop should have to clarify exactly how a ghost gun is made, but from a 3D printer?
Mm-hmm.
He just made this thing off a 3D printer?
Dude, you can make anything.
3D printers can make anything.
That's incredible.
In fact,
like an operating firearm.
Yes.
You could just print that.
That's incredible.
You might be able to even make a car.
It's unbelievable to me.
Probably right.
Like, I don't even understand 3D printers.
Nope. Don't understand them at all. I don't understand regular printers. Beat up old printers that barely
work.
We want
to go down the, I don't understand.
We'd be here for weeks.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Months.
I just don't understand.
How do you get a picture out of nothing?
How you can create and build a gun off of a printer.
Just so you print the parts.
I know. It's just incredible to me.
Yeah. How much is a 3D printer?
I've never been in the market
for one. If you wanted to make pencils or something. I don't know, like something harmless,
right.
Simple. You know, like if you wanted to make screwdrivers or something. How much is price, a 3D?
I have no idea.
I'm sure they vary, the prices.
Where could you even buy
one? I see
one
here like, for...
You go to Micro Center and buy a 3D printer?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know.
They sell them at Best Buy?
I don't have any idea.
I think they do. I think they sell them at Sam's Club.
They sell 3D printers?
They have one at Costco. I could go into Costco today and buy a 3D printer.
By the way, I was at your favorite store, Costco, the other day.
I do like Costco.
You guys are all huge Costco.
Probably got to go today.
Like it.
You triggered something here.
Okay,
so I went in there. That's where I had to get Shocker, my steroid and my ibuprofen.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Shocker, they have a pharmacy in a Costco.
By the way, very efficient. They're greatest.
Yeah.
I won't slam the others, but they're by far the best.
Yes.
Costco pharmacy rules. They get you in and out, 10 minutes.
There are some stores where I won't even entertain the thought of using their pharmacy.
Yeah.
And again, I will keep
Does it have three letters?
No, actually, the three-letter store I use a lot.
But one in my neighborhood
there are some other stores
trash.
That I just walk into the store and I look at what is surrounding the pharmacy, mm-hmm. and I would say, there's no chance I would get a prescription from here.
Right.
Look at the store around it.
So you remember when I had my whole TV debacle mm-hmm. a couple years ago, and I redid my room, and Mo redid
yes,
my room, and
sure.
Valdez and Drabby mercilessly mm-hmm. Attacked me. I can't even remember what the attack was about, but they attacked me. Oh, they didn't like the color I paint. They just thought my media room, they just trashed my media
room. All right.
And I replaced the projector with an 85-inch, mm-hmm. and it's spectacular.
Yeah.
They now have 98-inchers.
Oh.
98 inches for $1,500.
Big ones.
Yeah.
I should have
you
held
have to get
out.
One.
I should have held out like one more year. Not that
that's,
I need it.
That's
it's
too
perfect.
Big. That's too big.
No, but I have a dedicated room. It would be fine.
It's not too big.
It's not too big.
I had an 85-incher.
I have a
sitting in my garage.
Oh,
I didn't tell you this.
Yeah, you were going to get one from your neighbor.
I got
a deal, and you never, it was too big for your
$300
room.
$300 he sold it to me for.
It's too big for your room.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
It was too big.
Did T say, no, that's a monstrosity. You're not putting that up
in
the house.
Well, I was going to put it in the basement.
You
but
didn't even try. Did
didn't
you?
Try because
you know
it was just too big.
It's too heavy. They're awkward. They're awkward.
They're very awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to hire someone to put it up.
Of course.
I wasn't going to put it up.
No.
But it was too big.
None of us are qualified to mount a TV on a wall. Not a single one of us.
And then so, you know what?
I know I'm not.
I told my neighbor had just moved in,
yeah.
and he was looking for a TV. I said, I got one for you, buddy. I gave it to him, gave him a great deal, gave it to him for exactly what I bought it
for. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I carried that SOB all the way over to his house.
Man, he got hooked.
He and I carried it from my garage to his basement.
You got a silly TV for $300.
Yes, he got hooked.
But think about it, getting back to the Mangione guy. He probably grew up with TVs like that everywhere.
Probably.
And he threw that all away to make, I guess, by murdering someone and trying to make a greater point.
What was his last order at McDonald's? That's the last
coffee,
time he'll ever eat McDonald's. Just coffee? No food?
No idea.
Got to eat something, right?
My understanding is he ordered a coffee.
Sausage McMuffin.
I think he was just killing time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
was he waiting for a bus?
I don't know. I
wonder what he was doing.
But to have that kind of life, to throw it away, he said at the end of his little manifesto, if it is in fact his, that this was like an act of war on mm-hmm. his. Like it had gotten to the point now where he thought. And now somebody said that his back, he also had like a nerve issue or something in his back.
Yeah, apparently he had a back problem.
And that he told someone that he would never be able to have an intimate relationship because of the back pain. Like, I don't know. What's going on in his brain?
He's just—he turned nuts. That's what happened.
Yeah.
I mean, were you just going to shoot somebody in the middle of the street when there's cameras everywhere? I mean, he obviously knew there were cameras everywhere because he wore a mask and a hoodie. But I mean, you're just throwing your life away. You're going to be on the run. You're 26. You're just going to be on the. Even if you get away with it for a few weeks or months, you're on the run.
No, it's just a horrible life
for the rest of your life.
No, it's horrible. I mean, it's just so many bad decisions.
Yeah.
And I know that Cakes is making a larger point when I say I'm stunned that he was a valedictorian, and Cakes is saying, well, anybody can do stuff. That's true. But I would bet that valedictorians are less likely than the average person to commit homicide. They just are.
I mean, unless they're crazy.
Maybe.
They just are.
I need numbers. I need to see the data.
I mean, they just are. You're just valedictorians aren't going to become murderers. And I know that, you know, you have rogue everything, any profession, but It's just amazing.
Well, this story will become a movie, you know, if not like a documentary. It'll be mm-hmm. out there in the next couple of years.
It kind of on a different
Zac
level.
Zac Efron will play him, by the way.
It reminds you a little bit of the Menendez brothers. Now, they just blew away their parents, and mm-hmm. they blamed sexual abuse, and who knows the facts, you know, the details of that case.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, another one, Life of Privilege.
Throwing
just become,
it away.
Yeah, murderers.
Yeah.
It's great. Now, if you're sexually abused, that is an X factor that I can't.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you're so pissed off, if you hate somebody so much.
I'm not
yeah.
making a judgment.
But he had never met this guy.
Yeah.
All right, don't forget, later in the show, in just about an hour and 20 minutes, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Commanders will join us, as he does every week during the NFL season. That's coming up on the Junks at 9 a.m.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, that sounds like somebody sitting to my right over here. Donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and their families. Donating a car is easy. You'll get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit purpleheartfoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the purpleheartfoundation.org.